Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
Good Wednesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. On the radio today in 1964, the Beatles first hit the American music charts with I Want to Hold Your Hand. And in 1980 on this day, the number one song on the radio, Pink Floyd's The Wall. Locally in CAPE, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri wants you to know about an exhibit starting this Friday at the Tenon Center Art Gallery by watercolor artist Missy Wilkinson. And also in Southeast Missouri next Friday, January 27, it's the fourth Friday Art Walk in historic St. Genevieve from 6 to 9 p.m. You can browse the unique shops and look at the art all along the National Historic District in St. Genevieve. In Mount Vernon, the Granada Center for the Performing Arts presents a free movie for the kids and their family on February the 11th, Toy Story 1, starting at 2. And in March, these classic kids matinees continue with Minions. The U of I Extension Service is offering a backyard maple syrup production workshop taking place on February the 4th at 10 a.m. at the Dixon Springs Ag Center. And recently, WSIU Radio paid a visit to Chris Evans, located at Dixon Springs Ag Center in Pope County, Illinois.
This is a kind of an older maple tree. Some of the bark is really getting a little platy. Plus, I see quite a bit of, Is this moss on the trees, Chris?
Yeah, there's some moss and then mixed in with some lichens on here. It kind of shows you that this is more of a humid environment and things like that. And so, yeah, that's pretty common.
And that's the January 18th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day. Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for the 18th day of 2017. Talk about a young adventurer. 3 years ago today, 16-year-old Lewis Clark of England became the youngest person to trek to the South Pole. Some broadcasting notes, 41 years ago, a spinoff from All in the Family premiered on CBS. What was it? The Jeffersons. And in 1974, Lee Majors premiered as the $6 Million Man on ABC television. Locally in Carbondale at the Long Branch Cafe, there's a unique art exhibit going on through early February by Polly Winkler Mitchell. A lot of her work is inspired by the historic events in Southern Illinois and also by her own childhood memories from growing up in Southern Illinois. She's known nationwide and is recognized in the Early American Life's list of 200 outstanding artists. Winter months are here, and we usually see an increase in home fires, unfortunately, as people use alternative sources of heat. And here is Ted Lomax. Ted is Carbondale Fire Chief with some advice.
Yes, that is true. It's due to people trying to subsidize their heating with space heaters, kerosene heaters, and different ways to just try to stay warm.
And be careful if you choose to use extension cords.
And also, when you do use an extension cord, be sure that you're not overloading, and don't place furniture or rugs on top of those extension cords. They'll get warm and they need to cool. So we prefer you not use extension cords at all.
And that's the Wednesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.